This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. About a dozen mail ballots were stolen from voters and submitted fraudulently in Mesa County before a voter fraud scheme was uncovered. CPR's Allison Scherer reports a criminal investigation is ongoing and the clerk is now increasing scrutiny on all ballots.
State officials say the stolen ballots were discovered this week through the signature verification process. That means, through the use of an automatic reader and a human judge, officials discovered a number of ballots where the signatures on the back didn't match the voters. The Secretary of State on Thursday said this was proof the signature verification system works, though three ballots got through without being stopped. Officials say they're not yet clear on a motive. The Mesa County District Attorney confirmed a criminal investigation is underway to determine who's responsible. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Several Colorado restaurants are temporarily changing their menus in response to an E. coli outbreak. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
Taco Bell, Burger King, and Illegal Pete's are among the restaurant chains going without onions for now. Health officials believe onions contaminated with E. coli may have sickened people at McDonald's across the country and killed an elderly man in Mesa County. There's no sign that food at any other restaurants has sickened anyone. The McDonald's onions were sourced from Taylor Farms, a major distributor. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A Colorado man from Greeley is one of the first victims to file a lawsuit against McDonald's. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06.